You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We are here to pray at Bethel Encounter's Blessed Monday. Blessed Monday. Let's remind ourselves of the theme scripture for the month from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And we also have from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, which talks about our good works, shining through our good works. So our monthly theme is arise and shine through good works. Now, today's prayer is focused on good works as a lifestyle. Good works as a lifestyle. Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Do good. Now, in reflecting upon Psalm 37, verse 3, and Psalm 37 has some of the most beautiful verses you can come across. Very uplifting, very encouraging. I will encourage you, to read Psalm 37. Your day will never be the same. Psalm 37. Today is the third verse of Psalm 37. Good works are not occasional acts, but a daily lifestyle for the blessed believer and for the music minister. As music ministers, we ought to make good works a lifestyle. It must become a habit, something that you do without thinking, a lifestyle, your culture. That is what it should be. Good works is kingdom culture for the minister. Good works is kingdom culture for the minister. It's something that we must do every time. It's not something that we put on social media, oh, we are going to do this. No. Every single day, good works must flow out of our lives. It's not something we do as an occasion. Oh, as for today, once in a year, we are going to this place to go and donate this or that. That is not all good works is about. It must be something that is daily. Daily, meeting needs, daily, upon daily basis. Doing good to others upon daily basis. When in the morning you pray for your parents, it's good works. Acts 10:38, Jesus being filled by the Holy Spirit and with power went about doing good. Please check the scripture for me. He went about doing good. You see? So, and what were the good works Jesus was doing? You find that his mandate, which he read, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. They are all there, you see. And he summed it all up, loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart and their might, and then your neighbor as yourself. So when we love our neighbor, when we help our neighbor, all these are good works. Good works. Not being selfish, thinking about yourself all the time. When at your office, you are working, serving from your heart. It's not all about money and what you get. But you are genuinely being a blessing to lives. That's good works. The moment everything now becomes, oh, it's about me and what I'll get. Oh, no. then something is missing right there. The shining of the light through good works in our lives is for others, so that they give glory to our Father in heaven. It is for others. You can repeat that quietly after me, wherever you are. That the shining of the light of God through good works in my life is for others to give glory to our Father in heaven. It is not acts of selfishness, but acts of love to others, that they may give glory to our Father in heaven. You see the character of Jesus, that even you say, oh, don't even tell anybody about it. He's not interested in fame. He's not interested in putting on his YouTube channel that, oh, see, I just healed the leper. So come. I mean, follow me everywhere I'm going. No. He was not interested in that. That subscribe to my leper healing channel. I'm saying this for us to understand. You see, when you read scripture, you need to get the mind of God, his position, his mindset about something. Why would Jesus be saying that, don't go and tell anybody? It's not about what people will see and what they will say. In fact, as a matter of fact, scripture says that Jesus knew what was in man. So he did not give himself to man. Because at the end of the day, it is for the glory to go back to the Father. And the Lord help all of us. That in all our pursuit of letting God's light shine through us through good works, we will seek to bring glory to our Father in heaven. Why must I be of good to my neighbor that my Father be glorified? Why must I preach to the lost that my Father be glorified? Why must I give to orphanages that my Father be glorified? Why must I give to my neighbor or help my neighbor, assist my neighbor, or to relegate my seat for someone who needs it better or needs it most? That my Father be glorified through my good works. In the name of Jesus. Just a moment. I want you to pray that prayer silently in your heart. That my Father be glorified through all my good works in the mighty name of Jesus. Let my Father in heaven be glorified through all my good works in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. God is well pleased in our sacrifices, in pleasing him, not pleasing men, not showmanship before men. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me to show kindness and generosity that pleases you in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice as you look at the scripture on your screen and pray that prayer. Kindness and generosity that pleases you in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap. For if we faint not, we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not, we must not faint. Father in heaven, strengthen me not to give up in doing good, even when it is not noticed. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice. As you see there, look at the scripture and the prayer topic on your screens. Jesus, not seeking gratitude from men in the name of Jesus, but Lord, we know this, Lord, that your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we have to do good to our fellow believer. Father in heaven, open my eyes to opportunities to bless others, especially my fellow believers, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open our eyes to opportunities right around us, even in glow, our fellow believers, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in our fellowships, Lord, even in our churches, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, our fellow believers, to do good to our fellow believers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababaya kabana de kebekazan do 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 Rebebea kabara baya maya derebe maya maya derebe ayando do 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 derebe derebe abara baya kabas yeme ande derebe maya do 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 derebe abara abara derebe abara 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 kabas yande derebe derebe. And it calls us to be discerning, concerning opportunities to be a blessing to one another. Lord, even in our at group music, in our fellowships, in our churches, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to be good to our fellow believers, in the name of Jesus. We have prayed, and it's my prayer that the Lord will grant grace, that as we discern the needs of others in our midst, that we'll have the grace, the strength to be able to also take steps to help, in Jesus' name. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I want to invite you to do so right now. And all you have to do is say this short prayer after me, and Jesus will be your Savior, be your Lord, and you have access to eternal life. Not just life in God's kingdom on earth, but even after death, eternal life. Say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent of each and one, every one of them. Today, I look up to you. I turn to you for strength, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you and to you alone. In Jesus' name, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Oh, him, yeah, run, Tisabo, yes, oh, Christo. Lift a voice, oh, he be a run to say, oh.
Dr. Christ in the service. Please contact us via email, info@globemusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.